It's After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
And today we're talking about Sicario.
Yes.
It's the latest film from director Denis Villeneuve. He directed Prisoners and also Enemy. Both of those starred Jake Gyllenhaal. Prisoners, you and I were big fans of like a year or two ago. Enemy's pretty good.
You said it was weird.
It's very weird. Very, very weird. this movie stars Emily Blunt, Benicio Del Toro, and Josh Brolin. They play... Emily Blunt is an FBI agent. Josh Brolin is a Department of Defense advisor slash spook. What?
Bug.
Oh, whatevs. Benicio Del Toro plays a person of mysterious origins.
Yeah.
but the movie takes place in Arizona, Texas, and Mexico, different places in Mexico, and it's about...
I don't think they're ever in Texas.
Oh, I guess you're right. It's about drugs, drug cartels.
Drugs. About Mexico.
Yeah. So, Justine Guzman, what did you think of the movie?
I liked it. Very tense, interesting atmosphere and world. I really like Benicio Del Toro's character. I felt like Emily Blunt didn't even need to be in this movie.
What?
Like, I'm not interested in her at all.
What?
I'm very interested in Benicio Del Toro's character. He was super interesting to me. And I didn't even feel like we needed Emily Blunt. Like, she... I guess was her movie. Like, she was the lead protagonist, but she was not important to this movie even a little bit.
Well, she's the audience. She's the audience's way into this movie. And she's the voice of, like, hey, this doesn't seem like such a good idea. This doesn't seem like it's legal. Like, she's going to be the sort of the... There's no way to... And not until much later is there any way to identify with Benicio Del Toro, and Josh Brolin's just being kind of like a douche the whole time.
Yeah.
So her character is your way in. Plus, she's awesome. Like, she's a really cool character.
She's okay. I don't understand by your way into the movie. I don't understand that reasoning.
Like, she's like an audience surrogate. She's us in the movie.
I don't feel like the movie needed an audience surrogate.
Okay, I'm just saying that's the function she's serving.
Sure. I didn't like her at all.
Wow.
I mean, she was fine, but she was not necessary at all.
So your qualm is not necessarily with her acting, but with the character in general.
I don't know. Like, I feel like the audience should be smart enough to know, yeah, no, this is not strictly legal, obviously, without her yammering on about it all the time.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. She was just a little... After School Specially.
Okay.
She was fine. I found her unnecessary.
Okay.
The end.
Right. Can I talk now?
Yeah.
I liked it quite a bit. Yeah, I mean, I think Benicio Del Toro's character is a very interesting character in the movie. But I also think Emily Blunt's character is really super interesting. She's this, like, badass, awesome FBI agent has specialty in tactical operations. Like, she's not a detective. She's not someone who works cases. Her main job is kidnap interventions, which is pretty interesting. And there's a really great opening sequence where you get to sort of, like, see her doing her job and stuff. But then she gets brought in to this case under sort of mysterious circumstances that become clear later. Sort of why they would bring her in. Because you're right, like, it doesn't make... Like, when it comes to the missions they go on with Benicio Del Toro and Josh Brolin, like, her role is not very clear. It's not very well defined. But then you find out later why they've brought her along, and there's a very specific reason why they've done it. But I just think she's really interesting. And I think Emily Blunt is a very interesting figure in Hollywood right now. Because, like, with this and with Edge of Tomorrow, she has become, like, this bona fide, like, action star. Like, she can play these tough-as-nails characters. And I think that's really cool. And I want to see more of her doing stuff like that. Benicio Del Toro's character, I actually think it's almost like he's playing the same character from Traffic, but like 20 years later, and he's way more jaded and cynical and just like,
yeah.
And then Josh Brolin's fine. He's good. He's fine.
He's kind of an asshole.
Yeah. I mean, his character is a dick the whole time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, I would compare it to Traffic in as much as it's like this kind of like on the ground, kind of gritty depiction of the drug war, but not as multifaceted as Traffic.
Yeah, definitely.
It's
not.
Like just the parts in Mexico.
Yeah.
But, like, if you are in the mood for a very tense, very gritty, very dark look at the war against the drug cartels, this is your movie.
Yeah.
If you want any kind of lightness or humor or anything besides dark, depressing stuff, this is not your movie.
Definitely not.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Cool. And it's definitely like, Enemy is a whole other category, but like with Prisoners was very much trying to explore this like really, this very like, like intense moral complexity, and there's shades of that here, like what's legal, what's not legal, what's moral, what's not moral, when this person does this, is that okay, is it not okay, like there's a similar exploration of that sort of thing here, just in a different context.
Yeah.
So. Anything else you want to say?
No.
No? Cool.
Actually, there is something to say. The two sons that were sitting with the head dude and his wife, the younger one looked like Brock from Breaking Bad. I just want to have that on record because I think it's the same kid.
Okay.
I'll have to look him up.
I have no idea.
I'll have to look him up.
John Bernthal's in this too.
Oh, yeah.
Playing a sleazeball as usual.
As per usual.
Yeah. And then Emily Blunt's partner seemed like he was really familiar too, but I couldn't place him.
He looked like another actor, but he wasn't that actor that I thought he was. I don't know who this guy is.
Interesting. All right. Well, I think we both say we recommend it.
Yeah.
Probably wait till it's on video. You don't have to go out to theaters to see this, probably.
Whatever.
I mean, there's a really intense sequence towards the end where they're wearing like both night vision and or I don't know what the other one is, the one that's all gray. Those aren't night vision. Those are like heat sensing, I guess. Yeah, they're heat. Yeah. It's heat vision because you can see his footprints, the heat from his footprints on the ground.
Yeah.
That sequence is fucking cool. And
there are a lot of cool sequences.
There are. Yeah, there's one on a bridge that's really intense. So like when they're coming back into the United States.
Yeah.
There's a couple sequences that are really cool and that probably would benefit from seeing it on a big screen. That being said, like, you know, it's not the Avengers or something. Like,
no, it's not the Avengers.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right. Well, go see Sicario.
Yeah.
It's been After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.